Radio Gdańsk English News.
For Tuesday, May the 17th, 2022, read by Adam Gaszewski. The headlines. Poland and Ukraine to create a company to export grain. The Polish Foreign Ministry is optimistic the EU will ban Russian oil. A new LNG gas contract has been signed with the United States. And there will be an open day at the Amber Arena in Gdańsk. Good afternoon. A meeting has taken place between the European Union's Commissioner for Agriculture, Janusz Wojciechowski, Ukraine's Farming Minister, Mykola Solski, Tom Vilsack, the US Secretary of Agriculture, and Poland's Deputy Prime Minister, Henryk Kowalczyk. Kowalczyk addressed a joint news briefing last night, saying that new transport routes representing an alternative to Black Sea ports will lead through Poland and her seaports, as well as through other European countries. Kowalczyk, who is acting agricultural minister, reiterated the danger caused by Russia's invasion of Ukraine on worldwide agricultural markets, which is causing world wheat prices to spiral. The Polish Foreign Ministry is optimistic the EU's ban on Russian oil will go ahead. Speaking in Brussels after a meeting of EU foreign ministers, Polish Deputy Foreign Minister Marcin Przydacz has said he is optimistic that the European Commission will bring talks on banning Russian oil to a positive conclusion. Przydacz told reporters that the proposed new round of punitive measures, including sanctions on armed contractors, as well as tax accounting and lobbying firms that actively try to help Russia sidestep sanctions. He went on to say that he deeply believes that the European Commission will bring the talks to a positive conclusion. A decision is needed as soon as possible. Gas from Texas. PGNiG, the Polish National Gas Domestic Distribution Company, has signed a preliminary agreement to import 3 million metric tons of liquefied natural gas, LNG, a year from the United States. Under the long-term deal, PGNiG is set to buy LNG from a US company called Sempra Infrastructure over the next two decades, according to the Polish press agency PAP. This accounts for about 20% of Poland's annual demand for natural gas. PGNiG's Przemysław Wacławski told a news conference that his company had been importing American LNG since 2017, and recent world events prove how right the strategy was. He added that we've long seen LNG as an opportunity to diversify sources of gas used in Poland and improve energy security. Right from the start, we've looked to the US as a supplier, he added. Unlike many of its neighbors, notably Germany and Austria, Poland has invested heavily in LNG gas terminals as a measure to counteract Russian economic influence in Europe, a position that was met with little support across Europe until the Russian invasion of Ukraine in February of this year. And finally, a sporting chance. There'll be a unique chance to see the famous Amber Arena in Gdańsk from a perspective usually reserved for Lechia Gdańsk football players. Throughout today, the stadium and its green will be open to visitors. Sports demonstrations and other activities for visitors are planned between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. today. Or simply bring a picnic and a blanket and enjoy the atmosphere. The stadium has hosted a number of major international events and is seen as one of the most modern in Europe. Entrance is free and you'll need to enter the stadium via tunnel gate number 1.
The weather.
Today will continue to be sunny and quite warm with temperatures reaching 19 degrees Celsius, that's 65 degrees Fahrenheit. Temperatures will reach 28 degrees Celsius, 82 degrees Fahrenheit in sheltered areas, but please beware of cold gusts of northerly wind. To the dismay of most gardeners, it will continue to be very dry. The outlook for the week, sunny and dry, but cooler than usual for this time of year. You've been listening to the Radio Gdańsk English Service News and Weather.